recording here. Okay, we're gonna just jump in today. But before we do, take a moment and get clear for yourself. What is it that you want to receive from our time together today? What's important for you? What is it that you're really needing? And get clear on an inner level and an outer level. So on an inner level, how do you want, what's a feeling that you are really wanting or needing, wanting to receive or be in, or a belief? And then on an outer, what's a particular tactical outer piece that you really need? For those of you that have been kicking, what's the term? I'm never good with terms. What is it, like kicking your feet in the ground? I don't know what it is. Or slopping your feet in the ground. If you haven't, let me put it this way. For those of you that have not been taking action when it comes to marketing or outreach, we all have different timing and this may or may not apply. But I will just say that if you follow astrology at all, March is an amazing month to be taking actions, to really be putting yourself out there, to be using Mars energy for forward movement and clear actions. So just kind of inserting that as you think about your intentions for our time together today and what it is that you want to receive. Okay. Okay, so with all that being said, who's got a question? How can I support? What do you all need today? Anne?
Yes, so before I start like browning beef chunks. So still, challenged with the same client. She ended up having to cancel her next the appointment that was going to be a couple weeks ago. So we actually just had a session. We cleared the air a lot from the financial conversation that went sideways. There's still a ton of resistance coming up and defensiveness. And I tried to kind of gently invite, like, you know, gosh, you know, this sounds like a pattern that's come up before. Is that something that you, you know, would want to look at? You know, no, she doesn't think she's defensive and she's not seeing it. And when I have tried to gently nudge and kind of create some awareness that this is a pattern that I've seen before, she got kind of angry and said, you know, I don't appreciate you telling me about me. I was like, okay. So I kind of didn't know what to do there. And I said, okay, then, you know, what would you like to work on next? Mm-hmm. And because we were going to strategize anyway, but I could see this was a piece that, you know, has the potential to get in her way and has been getting in her way a lot in other places. So like we just went to strategy and like actions that she can take over the next 2 weeks before her next call, because she's traveling to see her mom next week. And like I'm kind of at a loss. Like it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like the work is getting done or that it's really even still that aligned. But she really wants to continue. She's said she's made a lot of progress, she's doing really well. And she shared all of this stuff that's been progress that she literally hasn't told me about for 2 months.
And how, I mean, how did it feel to hear that?
It's a mixed bag. Like, I'm really glad that she's been making progress. Mm-hmm. But like when we've been doing our check-ins and, you know, let's how have things been going since your last call? You know, what are your challenges? What are your celebrations? She's been focusing on the challenging living situation that she's in, and then just sort of says, yeah, and I haven't really been doing my homework. And so she said, well, you haven't ever asked me directly what's going well. And I'm like, we've been working since November on this stuff. And I absolutely do. I just didn't use those words.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm missing something.
So it's funny, because until you just said like her sharing about that she's made progress, you know, I didn't know what you were going to say next after that. I'm like, and Anne might say next that it's total bullshit. She hasn't made any progress. Right. But that's not what I'm hearing. Like, I'm actually, tell me if I'm getting this right. What I'm hearing is that this client is making progress, and also that this client has a difficult personality.
Yeah. And I think developmentally, I probably should not be working with people in their early to mid 20s. Like, if you haven't had your first Saturn return, you're probably not my ideal client, because you're gonna make me crazy.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to know, because I referred someone to you recently who was even younger than that. I don't know if they got in touch. But anyway, good to know. I was thinking about this younger person. I'm like, oh, Anne works with young people. So it may be that she's misaligned. We'll see in a moment. But first, I just want to hold these two things together. She's making progress, and she's giving you a run for your money at the same time. Because they're not mutually exclusive is what I'm hearing.
Right. Right.
So when you think about it that way, is she someone who, and I never use this, and I'm about to use this phrase, is she someone who you feel is coachable?
Sometimes. It's the feeling that was really predominant today was that if I can figure out exactly how she wants to hear the information, like what she wants reflected, how she wants it reflected, then she's coachable. And if I use the wrong word, then like I get an earful about how it doesn't apply. And that's whether I am sharing something that I'm seeing or even in asking a question. But
is she still taking it in after the session and then taking action on it?
It seems so.
Okay, so that's to me.
I just didn't know it.
So this is actually an important point, because, and you can disagree, but to me, that is coachable, just annoying. And maybe more than annoying, like it would be more pleasant for her to have, you know, process differently. There may be stuff there, but what I think I'm hearing, and you know best, like I'm just taking from you, is that even though she goes into her defenses in conversation and wants to make you the bad guy and wants to be the victim or whatever it is, when she gets a little space from it, she may not be taking it in fully in all the ways that you would like, but she's taking it in enough that she's taking action on her goals.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, she's taking action on, because the first piece was inner work, because she can't change the crappy living situation until she can get out of it, and she's not fully the person in control of doing that.
Yeah.
So the work became like, hold on to your vision, you know, for freedom and for the life that you want to create. Let's make that vision like bold and beautiful and something that's compelling. Right. And then let's look at what is the inner work that you need to develop your resilience, you know, based on the things that she said she wanted to experience, like to develop your resilience in the face of this difficult situation, and also cultivate an awareness of your own needs, so that that serves you as you are able to make plans with your partner to, you know, to move out of that situation. And she'd so yeah, she had a job interview last week that's looking really good. And like, she was already told she's the first choice, but they still have to go through a couple more interviews for due diligence. That always worries me a little bit, but whatever. And, you know, she said, well, yeah, I've been doing the homework. I just only been doing it like half as much as I should. And yeah, I do feel a lot better. And yeah, the vision is guiding me. And I don't know why you're telling me that the vision's important. I know that. And it was like, because I reiterate it for everybody.
Yeah.
In their sessions, like.
Oh, okay. So again, Anne, and you know, this could just be my filter, okay, but I go back to the work is working for her. Yeah. It's just annoying to you.
And I think
so. If that's the case, then it's like, so here's the question in front of you. Like, is the annoying, whatever word you want to use there, enough that you're just like done with it? I don't think this is about like changing her. It is about changing her reaction to you, but that's going to be over time. That's not going to happen overnight, right? So it's like, I think your choices are just say, F it, not for me. Mm-hmm. Or say, okay, she's making progress. I don't like, you know, her, you know, resistance archetype. Yeah. And that's something that I'm willing to keep on working with her, but it's worth it because I see that she's making progress. Neither of those choices are bad, by the way, or good. Right. It's just whatever feels right for you.
I think I'm also just concerned because it seems like she gets a lot out of it and then she feels good about stuff. But like she has so much annoyance during the sessions that it doesn't seem like it's not that it should be like fun for her. That's not the right word. I am accustomed to clients who are invested in the process and understand like I might have to do some hard work, but ultimately this is going to be motivating and fulfilling and I'm going to have things to move me forward. And the sessions just seem like they're a struggle for her. And I'm concerned that if it stays that way, she's not going to do the work or she's going to bail. But maybe I just need to like let that go and just be like, it's working for her and whatever.
I have to say that doesn't, based on what you've shared, you know, in terms of history, that doesn't seem to be the case. I think it's more your attachment to her having a particular experience in session with you.
That is a fair point. Because I don't want her to feel crappy. You know, but
that's where the choice is, right? Because you might say like, I just want my clients to feel, not one way, I know you want them to feel, you know, there's a range, but if it's outside of that, I don't want it. Or you can say, you know what, they can have whatever experience they're having. It doesn't, I don't have to be attached for them or for myself in any way. So long as they're making progress, that's okay. And by the way, I'm not saying one is better than the other because you want to have a pleasant experience too. It's just you knowing yourself, if you can have that, if you loosen up the attachments or not.
Yeah, I can do that. And I can also, it occurs to me, I can probably pull a card before her session starts. Mm-hmm. To look at like what energy do I need to be aware of or manage around.
I love that.
Kind of have that be a place to stand and just see how that goes. So, and I have 2 weeks till the next one, so I've got some time. But yeah, it's been making Wednesday mornings really
sad. I think it would also, I love that idea. And you know, maybe also doing some journaling around, you know, what is it that you would need to believe and how is it that you would have to approach this client for you to allow her to be who she is while still holding really powerful space for her to move forward.
And I saw in the chat a comment about like teenage parent dynamic. And there's definitely something there. Mm-hmm. And so I could also, I could also see like kind of journaling on or, you know, pulling cards on like, where is the boundary for me between my responsibility for managing that dynamic versus just being like, that's a dynamic that is going to be there and it's not mine to manage. I think that's a boundary I need to discern.
Yeah, good. I think a lot of good places for you to sink into here.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Michelle.
Hi, I'm here. Okay. Thank you. It just took me a second to locate everything. So one realization that I had is in my business, I really want to expand virtually. So I made that that inner, what I knew to myself, I really acknowledged that. I was having a conversation with someone who's working with my, helping me with my website. And it really just became apparent that that is what I want to do, is to build my virtual studio. Yeah. So with that, I now, as I start to just add back some in-person, I feel like that's a really important thing to know for myself, because it's going to change all the decisions I make. So I wanted to share that with you. I'm just going to put you on speaker view. And so that's a huge thing. So then I'll get to my question. Just distracting. That there's more to what I just said, but I'll share that more of that another time.
But I think that's huge. I just want to acknowledge, Michelle, you know, it's awesome that you made that decision. I could feel that decision was coming.
I'm
glad that you had the courage to see it and name it.
Yeah, no. So actually, I'll just say one more thing about that. So in keeping my Movement Forest website, we're gonna link a new site, which will be Michelle Lynn Cohen. And I just want it to be all the juicy work, like all my ideal clients, like this is the work I wanna do. So I have like two, so I still have the pipeline to what's happening and also where I wanna go. So that feels really good. And the work is happening that I wanna do, but stepping more into, if you work with me, you know, this is what, as Joshua, my friend, said, we're not going to get lost in the forest, moving out of the forest.
Right. Yeah. So it's beautiful. Yes. Like, so I love it. So decisive and clear.
Yeah. So great. The kind of clients I'm looking for already come with so much richness, and I'm just helping them integrate it even more to really go even clearer in their direction. So that felt good. And he was great at deciphering, of pulling that out and reflecting that back. So what it brings me into the question of the transition, and because I'm going to continue doing in person for a little while, but in this decision, I'm also acknowledging I only want to do it. I'm not going to add more time. I only have 2 days, and that's actually what will stay. Maybe I'll add a couple extra hours in those days, but for now, 100%. It is what it is. Yeah, for in person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit hybrid. So as some people will stay virtual just naturally, and some will want to transition back. And then at some point, I have to draw the line in the sand for myself, like in my boundaries of what I'm doing. But until I fully get to that place, or I'm not ready to do that, but as some people come back, what are some things I should consider in letting them know some changes are ahead? I don't want to let people know I'm going to not do in person. I will, kind of like how Tammy's doing, I'll figure out some new way of doing in person and the frequency. Do I just continue on my client by client, just have a conversation as needed? Is that kind of the way?
I think that's what's going to be easiest.
Okay. For
you. You know, I would just continue to do it that way. I think at some point, it will be good to be clear. This is exactly how many spots I have available for in person. Mm-hmm. And then the way I would do it, I'm a little micromanaging, but you know, the way I would do it is I'd pick the clients that I know really would thrive, like they, you know, in person, and I'd have mm-hmm. the conversations with them first. And okay. offer and let them know you're having the conversations with them first, offer them the slots mm-hmm. and then see what's left and then go from okay. there. That's kind okay. of how I do it.
Okay, then that's good. That's super helpful. And then there's the second piece around pricing, because the people who are currently doing virtual, who do really hope to have in person, and they're kind of will fit that category of like, if I'm going to do in person, then these are the people who mm-hmm. will come be first on the list. That there also is that leap of if pricing. Well, I should say this. In actuality, there should be no leap in pricing. It's just my pricing,
agreed.
Number one. So otherwise it becomes, if I price my in-person too high, it just becomes another conflict.
I agree. I think it should be the same price.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that I have to then get these current people. And one last thing is, when is it time like to let go of the pandemic? Like the pandemic happened, we worked online. Now it's a full year, just about. I have shifted. This is my new direction. I feel like it's like, it's okay to like, to really say, these are my new pricing. There's no more like pandemic deals. You know what I mean? That
agree. So
100%. I just feel like I have to, it's just no more. I just have to cut those ties and raise the fee, and that's it.
Yes. I think if you're feeling that, trust mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. It just feels like that energetically is like pulling. I can feel that. So I feel like I just have to like cut my,
yes,
that time. Okay. Thank you.
You're
there's
welcome.
More, but I think this is perfect for just getting me into thinking from my virtual studio and what I'm doing. And then from there, I have to make my decisions.
I think it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pinball.
So I have several questions, but what I wrote out yesterday, so it's a question about boundaries, which feels like tired and like we've been here before, but it's getting really extreme. And what I've noticed is that it's happening more with longer term clients than with new ones. You know, I think because of bad habits. So it's like also not good modeling. So for example, with a client who I've spoken about a lot, you know, her brother had a suicide attempt. So she wanted to check in last week. This has happened before, like 2 years ago. So a check-in is 15 minutes. We went for 50. And then we had a full session yesterday. But then it's like, that's not counted. And it's like, oh, like, thank you for all your time on Thursday. And then just in general, like going over, and I can't keep up with all of like the emails.
Yeah. Is it this one client or are there a number like this?
No, there are a number of like going over. And part of it is, I don't think I can do 15 minute check-ins.
Okay. Well, so that's important to know about yourself. Right? Like that's important. And with that knowledge, we'll get to the emails in a second, but with that knowledge, how might you want to change your policies or your containers, knowing that, just being really honest with yourself about that?
I mean, you know, it's like, I provide, like, it's like, let's say 13 sessions for 6 months. So it's like, there's an extra session there. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, depending on the program, they have two or more, whatever, 15 minute check-ins. Most people don't use them. So yeah. Do I just get rid of them?
Well, it's up to you. I would say just get one option is just get rid of them. Another option is to have a like, you know, one floating session that they could use at any time. You know, by the way, not attached to that idea, just throwing ideas out there. Like if you wanted this check-in available, you know, so just one floating session that they can use. Or to just be really clear, you know, from the get-go that if a session turns into more than 20 minutes or whatever number amount you want to put, that it's counted towards one of the program sessions.
Right, so that it may as well be like a full session.
Right.
So I would change this. Yeah, I mean, what's your sense? Do I just get rid of them and people can do things by phone or voice message?
It's so hard to say. I mean, I'll just like from my personal experience, there are times when a client is in a crisis moment where they just really need support. And I'm not going to say no to that client in that instance. There's usually an understanding, even though I don't have it explicit in the container, I think it might be more about my energy. There's usually an understanding that like if a check-in goes longer than 15 or 20 minutes, almost always I'll have a client at the end of that say, you know, can I pay for this session or let's use this as one of our sessions. Doesn't happen every time. Sometimes they just thank me at the end. And I let it be because I was happy to give the time, you know? So I know I'm not being very.
Well, I do think like with you and your boundaries, like they are more energetic and that's where I struggle or like, that's the next level.
Yeah.
You know, cause for example, like, right. Like I wanted to buy this client a wedding gift and I feel badly that I haven't bought them a wedding gift. At the same time, I'm like, it's like, it just gets too tangled with other shit.
Yeah. So there's energetic pieces. There's one other thing I just remembered that I want to throw in there. Every now and again, if I have a client that I know it's like, you know, there's a lot of talking and bigger, I really will say I have this 20 minute, like I'll put them in a space right. Where I really only have 20 minutes and I'll let them know this is what I got. But so that, anyway, that being said, I think that there are some energetic pieces here for you, right? So why are the boundaries so flexible for you? What's the belief that's causing those flexible boundaries?
I mean, some of it is like this emergency response thing. Like I was super happy to talk with her. You know, I had the time, you know, on Thursday and, you know, it's her little brother. Like this is a major thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I imagine, you know, and I think the rest of it, like with client calls is probably some version of like, not enough, not good enough. And right. Like I'm an Enneagram too. Like I like want to be helpful.
Right.
And so needed.
You want to really keep all of those pieces in mind, you know, like kind of hone in more, keep them in mind as you're making decisions about, you know, am I going to get on the phone? Am I not going to get on the phone? You know, what are the boundaries? Like really be aware and work that edge involved.
So if I make them like 20 minute check-ins, like would I need to write this in program offerings? Like if we go above?
Yeah, not in the offering that you send them in the enrollment process, but in the contract and in the welcome packet protocols, it should be there. And if you want to shift it, you know, if you don't have to wait till like with current clients, if you wanted to institute that now, you could let them know, you know, in a graceful way and just say, I'm so happy to be available for 15 to 20 minute check-ins, that it's a, you know, it's a benefit of our container. What I have been noticing, you know, over the last six months or so, is that I haven't been doing a good job in holding the time for those 15 to 20 minute check-ins. And because of that, you know, and that doesn't serve me and that doesn't really serve you. And because of that, moving forward, I'll really be holding to, you know, that time, that 15 to 20 minutes for our check-ins. You know, and then if you want, it's your choice, if, you know, to add in for someone mid-program, and I'll be charging if it's more, or, you know, that's a session, or just wait till they renew to then add that next piece in. But at least that will be a level of boundary that you're instituting. And you can say the same thing about the emails too. Like, it's wonderful to have, I'm so happy to provide email support in the container, a place where I haven't been tight enough with is, you know, emails that really are meant, you know, it really doesn't serve to have that conversation over email. It's really meant to be saved for a session or to schedule a session to support the email. So moving forward, if it's something that's appropriate that we can easily sort through over email, we'll continue to do that. If it's something that's bigger that really best served in a voice-to-voice conversation, I will be suggesting that. Right. And you can say that all with love and with giving and generosity while still being true to yourself.
I mean, I don't know, like, you know, part of it is right, like my general time management issues and executive dysfunction. So like in terms of like, do I just start wrapping up calls earlier? Cause I'll be like, okay, we have 5 minutes left. And then be like, oh, just one more thing.
Yeah. So you may need to start wrapping things up earlier. You may also need to let people know I have a hard stop at this time.
Yeah.
It may also be, again, part of this note, you know, we've been going over time and that doesn't really serve. And so moving forward, I'm holding to X amount of time. I've been there before, just so you know, and it's just, it hurts a little bit to do, but it really is not, it really does, every now and again to go over time, to have an extra session does serve, but to do it consistently doesn't.
Yeah, because it makes me resentful. And it's also like, it's not good modeling for them around boundaries.
Exactly. And then it creates a leaky container because the agreements that you have, like the agreed upon expectations, like there's no more agreed upon expectations. Or there's unspoken expectations then. And that's not a trustworthy container.
Yeah. So, what I'm also hearing is that I need to be more clear in the beginning about these benefits. Because another thing I haven't been holding is if someone only does a 6-month program, they get like 1 hour of my review of like documents.
Mm-hmm.
So then someone who's ending her program is like, had asked me to look at like the legal argument in her dissertation. And then it's like, oh, we only have a month left. Can you also do my CV? And I'm like, you'll have to choose between one or the other.
Yeah.
And I'll or do a good job. Or we can look at
one of those in a session.
Right. Okay. And should I be counting, or should I be like, or you can give like buy more like review time, but I don't want to get into that.
If you don't want to get into that, then no. You know, you just say like, I think it will probably take me the full hour, if not a little bit longer, to look at the legal argument. If you would also like for me to look at the CV in the next month, then we can do that on a call together. You can use one of your calls, you know, and I'll do it during that time.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know that this is not pleasant always to hold these boundaries, but it is really important. And I'm glad, I feel like you're looking at it kind of even more clearly than you have in the past. So I just want to acknowledge that too.
Would you charge more time for reviewing documents?
Like to add on?
Yeah.
I think it's person by person and how you feel intuitively about it. I mean, I personally also I wouldn't want to review more documents like than the allotted time. So I wouldn't go there myself, but.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lissa.
Hey. Oh, there you are. You jumped. I have a celebration. I have a connection call first thing in the morning.
Yay!
But there's a lot woven into this. So I have three different things. So my youngest daughter is posting things on like a feminine site, like women's empowerment kind of thing. So my legacy is my mother is one of the women who was at the front end of Our Bodies, Ourselves, that women's collective in Boston. She brought natural childbirth to a particular hospital and went through all Boston. And her story is, you know, big. So my daughter is starting to write it and everybody's like, you should write about this. And now she's hounding me to write a story, my mother's story. And I told her, I have to concentrate on this. You can interview me. You can write this. But I'm also wondering if this is like a doorway to, you know, name, like if my name is on this and it goes out to women's circles, it's another way for women to find me.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll save some time for her with that. So in conversation, because this is my youngest daughter, I have no idea what she's saying out there, but the woman who contacted me wanted to do an Akashic reading, which is something that I've played with. I can do that. I get, you know, it's mm-hmm. I don't want to lead with that in my what I offer, because for me, I don't want people like, you know, dialing up, you know, spirit information, whereas I'm here with what you offer because it's about the work we do, and that any information that I would get, I much prefer to have it come through as a question I would ask in their journey of personal empowerment. But when she asked me if I would do this Akashic reading, I got a yes. And so, you know, I'm figuring, okay, we'll open this door. So I told her to go through my website and she signed up for the free connection call. She's not answering my emails. If she wants a reading, she has to sign a contract and send me some money, and she wants a free call. So it's going to be a little awkward, I think. I need to, I just remembered I need to write her a letter today to say I'm so excited for our call tomorrow. I'm not sure how this is going to go because she's not necessarily here for the connection call, which is an enrollment for mentoring.
So it doesn't, so first of all, it doesn't have to be awkward. It's only awkward if you bring awkwardness to it, right? Energy right. follows energy. Right. But if you bring clarity and warmth and confidence to it, mm-hmm. then it can be that, right? So right. if you have it already, I would send her a note today. Like you started saying, I'm so excited for us to connect tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you realize what you ended up signing up for was a free consultation to see if you'd like to do a longer mentorship with me.
Right.
If that's what you meant to do, awesome. I'm so excited to have that conversation and look at possibilities. But if what you meant to do was to sign up for an Akashic reading session, then here is the place to register. Give her the link again. And it is, you know, X amount of dollars. Just right. Like, you know, right? And then if for whatever reason she doesn't respond to that, hopefully she will. But if for whatever reason she doesn't respond to that and you get on the call tomorrow, you just say the same thing. Like, I'm so happy we're here. Can't wait to connect in whatever way we're going to connect. I just wasn't sure. And I wanted to clarify, is it this or is it this? And then just go from there.
All right. Yeah. I might just, So the other thing is I'm in FreshBooks and the woman I'm working with showed me how to put a proposal, which has an e-sign thing involved. So like I put my contract information in there and everything. I'm having trouble. I'm trying to run my own credit card and it's spitting me out. So I still have to get the money part working, but I may just, I don't know as I'll mention the Akashic thing. I really don't want to lead with that. I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Wait, hold on. You don't know what?
I don't think I'll write to her about, here's all the information on the Akashic thing tonight. Like, I don't want to do that today. I'll meet with her tomorrow and just have this conversation just to, you know, have a conversation with her and.
Okay. So I'm not going to push you on right. that too much because I can feel you're not, and that's fine. But what I will just say is if you do that, Lissa, just be really clear at the beginning of the conversation.
Okay.
You know, what it is and what it's about, you know, let her know your intention is to use these X minutes to connect and see what it is that she really needs. And then come out, you know, either deciding to do an Akashic record reading or to do a mentorship. Like, don't be clear in the beginning so that she doesn't go in thinking that this is an.
Yes, I will definitely say that this is what this call is. And I don't have, that's the other thing, I don't have a button for Akashic readings on my site.
Well, but that's the thing, she may have been, if you told her go to my site and register, that's where the confusion.
Yeah, I was texting with my daughter. I'm like,
just why I would, but Lissa, that's why I would ask her, because she may just want the reading tomorrow and you can get paid and you don't have to go through a conversation to then have her decide again to have the reading, right? So don't, again, you know,
okay,
I know this is new and you got to do it your own way to just feel comfortable, but my sense really is like the more clear you can be, the better. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then I should take some time to write this legacy thing. Not me. I'll let my daughter write it.
And just make sure it feels accurate to you before she puts it out into the world.
Yes. Yeah. Cause we're circling back around anyway. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Michelle.
Hey there. Couple of things. One, a little celebration. I put it out that I wanted to create another group and ended up creating three more little groups of five, but I'm stoked about it. And I just filled the last space in it this morning. And that leads me to my question. Thank you, Embalm. Or my dilemma or my quandary. I don't know. My trigger. That's the right word. Each of these groups have their own private Facebook group. It allows me to do some additional support, et cetera, and for them to collaborate with one another. All's well until the one last person that I needed to put into the group, I sent her a request, a Facebook request. And her picture, beautiful picture, has the, you know, I support Trump Pence on it. And I was just like, little dramatic, but it was really, and what it was I didn't get that from the call. And now it's one of those, like, I wish I hadn't seen that on her image, because in our call, I talked about well, she told me about her vision and I thought, you know, I can definitely help her with it. The sisterhood, the collaboration, like everything sounded just like any other call that I'd had with someone else. And then, like I said, I saw that. So huge, major trigger for me. And I mean, I want her to be there because I think that she will benefit from it. But I also feel like, I didn't like seeing that. Like, I just felt so almost betrayed, I think, because that was not what I had in my mind. So it's fresh. It just happened. And I just would love any wisdom you have around. We talked about magic. Like, how could that be? Sorry.
It can be.
I know. I know. I'm being a little extra.
No, I hear you. What is it that you want to receive? Because there's so many different directions we can take this in. What is it that you really need?
Right? I think what I most need, since I can't put blinders on to something I've already seen, is I think how not to let that influence my interaction with her, because there's definitely a filter there. It's definitely a trigger. It's, yeah. I think that that's where I could use the most.
Yeah. Conversation. So what is it that you would need to believe about her and or yourself in order to, you know, approach her in this way that you want?
Well, the first thing is not realistic. The first thing is that somebody hacked her account and put that on there. So that aside, what would, maybe, yeah, I don't, what would I need to believe? I'm going to have to think about that with respect to her. Probably that it's not going to, you know, my belief in the whole program with her, that it's not going to, I'm not going to let it get on the group. Like, I know that I have good boundaries there. I have a large Facebook group I run and I'm known to bounce people that are disrespectful. I don't see that happening in this tight space. So I guess I just have to believe that I'm not going to let it get on me or the group in the way that I sort of initially thought, oh my gosh, what have I done this morning?
And when you say get on, just clarify that a little more.
Well, this isn't a business support situation. So, I don't want anybody's political views, I guess either way, but specifically in a very patriarchal way to bring down the collaboration and the energy of the group or the work that we're, you know, that I'm trying to do with them.
Yeah. Okay, I'm working real hard to check my own filters here. I just want you to know, like, I want to be transparent. Is that realistic? That might be an unchecked filter. Is that unrealistic? And if it is realistic, what would need to be put in place?
Is it unrealistic that I could keep it that away?
Yeah, that it's not going to impact.
You know, like I said, based on the conversation, I wouldn't have guessed it in a million years.
Right. It's a Facebook group. And so people will see her little picture.
I know.
Right? And again, I'm not like, I don't have an opinion one way or about what you should do. I'm just kind of.
No, I know.
Just to see the full picture. And then if so, what can be put in place?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is that I just really need to show up how I show up, regardless of, and, you know, there's this song that I keep going back to that, you know, shine, let them know what's inside, let them, like, I'm not going to, I think what I'm trying to say is that I am not going to change who I am in fear of something that might offend her. I am who I am. And those are the groups that I run. And here's how I see business happening. And I don't know, maybe she'll see, like, maybe that will, yeah, that, as I say it, like, out loud, thank you for letting me, you know, do that. It begins to realize that I begin to realize that I just have to continue to do the things that I do the way that I do it, and not to, you know, sort of, you know, cower to it, if you will, or to be afraid of anything that comes up. And I don't know, maybe there'll be a change in her world. I can only wish.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm the ever optimist.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And maybe fantasy thinking, but
exactly.
Anyway. Okay, so I want to reflect back what I'm hearing.
Thank you.
So first of all, what I'm hearing is that it starts with your energetics.
Yeah.
Energy follows energy, right? So the first piece here is for you to be really clear that even though you don't agree with her politics, that you feel, number one, that she is still worthy of your support.
Yeah.
And that, number two, this next piece I just lost, that you can give her that support and that she can show up in her best in that support.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's number one. Okay. And that might be all that you need.
Yeah. Because,
right. But I'm going to offer like a step two in for you to think about.
Okay. So, I appreciate it.
Energy is most important. Is there a particular way that, along with that energy, that you may want to set the container in the beginning so that everybody knows that that your philosophy, without naming, that your philosophy is that everybody, I don't know what the words are, is that like, we're all here to respect each other. We're all here to support each other. You know,
That's perfect.
Words around it, like once you kind of sink in, but I would just offer that as a possible thing to do as well. You know your crowd better than I do, but preframing, you know, an ounce of preframing can save you a pound of reframing, right? Yeah,
very, very helpful. Thank you. And I will add that too, because these groups, one starts tomorrow, two are next Tuesday. You know, I do some sort of introduction and reminder of, you know, the rules and confidence. And so I'll add that also to the very beginning as well. And I really appreciate your help around that. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And congratulations on 3 new groups.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Let us know how this goes. I'm going to be curious.
Thank you. And I apologize. I have a call and then I will see you again, I think, in the next thing. So thank you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks, Lise.
Kelsey.
Hi, I don't have a particularly well-formed question. I just am looking for a little bit of guidance and maybe a pep talk on, so I'm finishing my slow power group today and the 5-month one, and I'm going to hopefully enroll them into the next thing, but the next thing isn't totally formed yet, right? We talked about it last time. It's going to be embodied. I'm going to give everybody a month break because I feel like I need a month break. So it's really not going to start until beginning of April. I sort of wanted to give myself a little bit of time between this one and the next one to have wrap-up calls with them and talk about what's next. But how do I say that in a way where it's not just like, I'm going to make it up later. Like, I mean, I kind of know. I want to tell them some so they have an idea, and that we'll talk about it in our one-on-one calls, but I don't want to pretend that I have all the curriculum written or that I know exactly what it's going to be yet.
That's totally fine. What you need, so first of all, that is more than okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
I've certainly sold programs that I have not you know, had it all sorted out. Right. Here are the pieces that I think it is important for you to know when you go into that invitation. Okay. Number one, what the purpose of the program is. Mm-hmm. Right. So what's the purpose? What are the end results, possibilities if you join that program?
Yeah. And that's pretty clear. That's just that we're gonna take what we've learned and get more tools, more practices, more time with each concept so that you can really embody it and be using it, because it isn't a once and done. It's something that everybody, including me, has to keep coming back to again and again. So it's offering the container for us to do that work over a longer period together.
Beautiful. I love that. And then where I want you to add to that and really think through is specific examples of why that's important.
Okay. Specific, exactly.
So specific changes that are possible when you go from understanding the information intellectually to embodying this way as a way of life.
Okay.
Think about career, think about relationships, think about health, think about how they feel about themselves, and to really lay out specifics on what happens when you move to embodying this and like really living it from your core.
Okay.
And don't choose random examples. Think about the people in the program and where they're at, right? Okay. And what they want and what they need.
Okay.
You know that it's going to be a group, so you can speak to the group aspect again, you know, like they've, right? So whatever you do know, like if you know that it's going to be sessions every other week or whatever it is, you know, just you can frame some of that out.
Yeah.
I would love for you to tell a short personal story about your own experience from the transition of like getting it and then getting it.
Yeah.
And what changed for you in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be the first time you got it deeper, right? You could be like, this is in my third iteration, or what, you know, so whatever feels dramatic and poignant,
right,
to like really share around the taking it in deeper and the deeper embodiment. And that's really it.
Okay, good. The coming up with the, I mean, obviously I have probably a million stories of when I first got it and then when I got it, but coming up with it,
I was going to say, you have to think, like, you know, brainstorm, think it, and then shape a story.
Yeah. Would it have to be like, I have examples when I've done other coaches programs where I got it and then much later I got it, but would I talk about?
So you can, like, you, if you, that is a possibility, like what to talk about it with other content.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can work. But if you do have a poignant story around slow power when you got it on a deeper level, and if you're not sure, ask, like post in the Facebook group and we can tell you which feels more poignant, you know?
Okay, good. I mean, I can definitely, the slow power stuff is, I mean, I've been getting it here before I got it here for a long time. So I'm sure I have several stories.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And I don't really have an idea of pricing yet. So
you don't have to mention it then.
Okay.
And if they ask, you can say, I'm still sorting that out. By the time we have our phone calls, I'll know, I promise.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and you could even make a little joke like slow power. I wasn't going to rush myself into that, you know?
Right. Okay, good. And I don't want to take a ton of the call because we actually have a lot to do on our call. I don't want to take a lot of time selling. So I'm just going to like sort of say it at the end.
Well, So I would give yourself 12, 15 minutes.
Okay.
I understand the, like, we have a lot to do and I don't wanna and all the things, but I just want to share, you know, like Sacred Rhythms is starting today. And I did a preview for it 2 weeks ago And I made bad choices as I was, because there was so much rich material. And I was like, it's okay. I want to harp on this, you know, like, and then the time for the CTA got shorter and shorter and shorter. And we totally did not see as many conversions as we should have from that call. And it was 100% because I rushed through.
Okay. In the end.
Okay. So these people are already warmed up. They're with you. You know, you don't need to do a lot, but don't do it in 5 minutes. Give it the honor that it deserves. And especially if you also share your story, it's going to be part of the learning for them.
Right. I mean, it is sort of the harvest and celebration call. It's the end one anyway. So there is part of the theme of that is that even if you didn't get it all the way this time, like this is a process. I can share some of my own stories.
And not even if like you did it.
Yeah, right. There's no way.
Right.
It's impossible to get it all.
Like, and so that will fit in with the celebration. Cause I imagine you're helping them see like how in that call, like how far they've come, where they want to go next. What is the shift that, right? So like then your story is just part of that teaching.
Right.
You could even tell that story at the beginning so that it feels more integrated in the teaching. And then when you go into your invitation at the end, say, now let's remember back to my story, right? And then you can go from there too. Yeah. So you can craft, you know, you might want to like save the last kicker part of the story for the end and go back, or, you know, whatever it is. But so if that feels more comfortable, so it doesn't feel like this is all CTA, you know, you can save it up too.
Okay. Okay. So thinking of a real, like one that makes sense to talk about where I got it on an embodied level after more time, which is everything, all of the things, self-compassion, you know, all that's like, sometimes when there's too many, it's hard to pick, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Good. And so in that story, speak a little bit about the struggle, you know, mm-hmm. even knowing it mm-hmm. consciously, still like where you were struggling. And then what was the after on that?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted. Exciting. All right. And Bali, I see your hand is raised. Just want to see if anybody that hasn't asked a question yet wants to ask before I swing back to Inbal. Bryn. Oh, talk a little louder. I can barely hear you.
Sorry, I have a question about curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on it. And it went from a group program to a one-on-one coaching for like 3 months and then out to 6 months. So there's 7 components as of right now. And the more I dive into each component that I think is very important to the connection piece to individuals, there's so much. So I'm wondering, like, when do you draw the line? And maybe I'm a little bit of a nerd or a geek in this area, but I love outlines. So I'm trying to remember, like, you know, you go one and then you go A, or no, you go A and then little A's and then one little ones. And I'm like, now I'm getting a little too, like, it's getting a little overwhelming. So any.
Yeah. So I think probably you need to just stop, right? Or give yourself like, you get to add 2 more points and that's it, right? So that's number one. Knowing that, and here's the thing, here's actually the bigger point that I wanna make. I don't recommend having a tight outline for one-on-one work. I can't hear you, talk more.
I said, really?
Yes, I thought that's what you said. So, and I don't mean for this to be a bummer, and everything that you outlined is awesome because it's going to help with your marketing and it's going to help with your sales calls and it's going to help you guide people for sure. But remember the beauty or the benefit, there's benefits to group and there's benefits to one-on-one work. The benefit, one of the main benefits to one-on-one work is that it can be totally tailored for that individual, right? So like when I sell one-on-one packages, I will listen to the person's gap. I have the different, right, like outline or curriculum, different things that I can help people with. And I know that, you know, and all of that. But when I'm in a sales conversation, I listen to where they are, their gap. I listen to where they want to be, their vision and their personality and, you know, all of that. And then I kind of pick and choose and I say, you know, my sense is these are the 3, 4, 5 places that will work on specifically to get you from where you are here to where you are here. And my guess is that this is kind of the order that we'll do it. And understanding that learning is cyclical, not linear, that, you know, probably cycle back, right? So I don't have to go through the whole curriculum necessarily, right? But it's really tailored to each person's experience. Right. And then when I do that, sometimes I even off-road off of like the BBS or the curriculum, something that I hadn't thought of before. But when I hear their gap in their vision, I'm like, oh, and we're going to also work on this because that's what's needed to get you here. So it's great that you have this outline because it's going to help you so much in those conversations. It's going to give you language and so that you're not grasping when you talk about the bridge and how you're going to work together and what you're going to do. And so that you're not grasping, even like as you're listening in sessions, you've got all of this great information now, but I don't want you to stick to it like in an orthodox way, because that's not going to serve. Is that helpful?
Oh my gosh, tremendously. Because then it also shows there's so much flexibility that I can have. And maybe, and like you said, if it's maybe this information isn't going to be relevant or pertinent depending on the thing, on the person and where the vision is and all that. So yes, thank you. That makes me feel a little bit better. I can breathe.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. Thank you. Awesome. Inba.
Now I'm like moved by Bryn's question to ask a different one. I'm really trying to figure out, like, January and February were really full for me. And one of the things that I realized is that, like, I'm spending a lot of time, like, on the wrong things, like obsessing over my newsletters, or, you know, I didn't do outreach during those months. And it's like, I have so much content, but I'm not really sure, you know, how to share it. And I'm just, you know, and already this week, it was kind of like, I had my birthday this weekend, Monday was like a buffer. And then yesterday I was just like, incredibly overwhelmed again. And, you know, there's just like, yeah, I don't know if it's like my time management or how I figure out how to work like smarter in a way, and how much time to spend on things.
Yeah. It's such a great question. I know it's not new. Like, we've been looking at this lately a lot together, you know, on these calls. There's not a, like, I wish I could give you, you know, this should take this much time and that should take that much time. And I feel like even 2 years ago, I would have said that, but just like what I'm learning more and more is that even though I knew it, I didn't know it so deeply, speaking of like learning to embodying, is like, we all just have our own cycle. Like, we just all have our own timing, you know? And that timing is based on not just skill and ability, but also where we are fear-wise or trauma-wise or distraction-wise. This may not, you know, it's not a satisfying answer. So like, I don't think it's about this should take this long and that should take that long. If right now it's a win for you to get a newsletter out, but it's taking a little longer, I think it should still be a win, you know, but while also working on the intention to have it take a shorter amount of time. But you know, what I can say is, do your action items in order of priority. And when it comes to marketing, prioritize fruit that's easier to pick from the tree that will yield quicker results than fruit that you need to get up on the ladder to pick. So I would always, for you, prioritize like individual outreach if there's someone to outreach to over a newsletter. Better for the newsletter to go out a little later if there's someone, an easier fruit to pluck. Is that helpful to think about it that way?
Yeah. You know, to still like, yeah, it's kind of like this balance of, yeah, like the, you know, honoring the wins of getting a newsletter out. And also like, and okay, so it took less time, and to try to reduce the time.
Right, like both can exist together, that it's a win celebration and that you're also working to shorten the amount of time.
Yeah, so it just, yeah, like trying to think, okay, like in March, and I had this workshop last week, and it's like, yeah, I thought I would like have like some spaciousness kind of like after this Acme, and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm still overwhelmed.
Well, you should know from being on my team that after the Acme, it takes a while for this, you know, like, cool. Right? Like that's just it's like there's follow-up or energetic follow-up or catch-up or, you know, whatever. Like there is actually a space of time before the more spaciousness comes.
Yeah.
Right? So just plan for that next time and give yourself a break. You know, don't be so hard on yourself right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's important here for you? Like what's either new or like old, but you're taking in a deeper way?
I mean, right, like it is a bit unsatisfactory in that like, it's not that I just don't like the cycle that I'm in, but I just like, I need to make money. You know, I took on this consultancy. I'm fine with it. Other than like, yeah, I mean, I hate like these rates. And yeah, but it's like, this is going slower. So part of it is like letting go of all the time I spent in January and February. And then the one thing that I was really excited about, like, then I didn't have the energy to market and was feeling like super shy.
So it was a great.
Yeah.
Take two, encore. I mean, people do encores all the time, you know?
Yeah.
You've already have stuff, you know, not only a curriculum prepared, but a whole like body of right marketing around it. You may want to add more. Do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe actually, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't want to take up too much time, but no. It's, you know, I just got so played out by the emails that I didn't do the marketing. And then it was like 1 or 2 days in advance.
Right. So plan on maybe something end of March or something, you know, give yourself a good like 3-4 weeks or even longer, 5, you know, somewhere in there. You've already got some equity in it. Figure out how many more emails you need based on what you've already written. Do it again.
Yeah.
And I do have on my list of things, those templates that we spoke about a few weeks ago. I'll get to that in the next week or two.
Yeah. And I do need to, yeah, just do this, like the letter to people, like a kick-ass letter. Yeah. There's just like so many shifts. Yeah. Regroup.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you what to do, but I do think you should put that workshop out there again. I think it was badass. I was so excited when I read, I saw a Facebook post for, like, it's so you. It's, I would put it out there again.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
We always get a take two and a take three, take four. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. And remembering the priorities, that's a major thing for me.
Yeah. Good. All right. Anyone else need anything? Okay. Well, I'm sending you all lots of love. I know I'll see some of you at 3 Eastern. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.